Coco and Kylie for breakfast.
Smoking. Oh, I used to be a smoker. Now I just bloody chew Nicorettes.
You're addicted.
I've not really given up. Unfortunately, the stats are high. Climbing in Maryborough and in Castlemaine. We're going to talk to Sharon very soon, our lovely news journo.
Talk to us after.
Yeah, after you sprayed her.
We want your opinion, too, in regards to this. So it is a big topic, and I've given up, you've given up.
Yeah, well, I've sort of given up.
Sort of, yeah.
I've still got nicotine in my system.
Soon, Triple F. Music that makes you feel good, Womack and Kylie and
Shaz Bosch. Yeah. Hey. Our lovely news journalist,
Shaz,
Sharon.
We heard this smoking story before from your good self in regards to this region. We look like we're having doing a bit more fagging these days. Is that right, or is it just more or less...
I was just going to say, because it is World Tobacco Day today, so
yes,
hence it's a pretty strong thing in the news.
It's a strong message, isn't it, from lots of health organisations is try and find a way to stop smoking. This is the opportunity to reflect on it. So the stats are that Bendigo's about average. We're about the national average, which is 14% of us are smoking. So, yeah, we're doing okay in Bendigo.
That's all right.
But in Castlemaine, it's still above the national average at 18%. Of people, and it's worse in Maryborough. It's 22% of people smoking.
Yeah, that is high.
So we're not the highest, so we have to look at it on a national scale.
Yep.
We're definitely not the highest. Tassie's got the worst faggers.
Have they?
Really?
Oh, shocking.
That is
shocking.
Funny, because I know for a fact that they are looking at upping the smoking age to 21 in Tasmania.
That's true.
So I understand why now.
It's just going underground.
So 40% in a section of Tasmania.
Gee
compared
whiz.
To 14% national average. And then the second highest is 34.4%. That's in Tasmania as well.
Can I just ask whether that's over 18? I know, is that a weird question? Is it over 18?
More than likely.
Yeah, righto. Because there's no age on it, is there?
No.
Kids smoke.
No.
Interesting.
I'm not sure they'd be testing under 18, to be honest.
No, good call.
Yeah, that is a good call. So 40%, and then what did you say, 34.4% in another region of Tasmania?
That's right.
Wow.
Anyway, let's get back to here.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you, what did you do to give up smoking? Because it may help others.
Yeah, well, I actually started on Nicorettes.
Thanks, Sharon, by the way.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, thanks, Shaz.
And, we'll bring it up soon, but we want your opinion. We know that you gave up, and so did I.
Yes, and we do want your opinion. If you've given up, we want your tips.
Please.
Thank you for your manners.
Thanks, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Are you a smoker, by the way?
No, I stop smoking when I feel pregnant.
Oh, smart.
Your opinion. 13:27:10. How'd you give up smoking?
I am not a stranger to the dark.
This is me!
Triple M, music that makes you feel good. It's Coggo and Kylie, all to do with smoking today.
Yeah, it's World Tobacco Day, and we're asking you, if you've given up, what your tips are. As we go to 13:27:10, Ken, who's currently in Eagle Hawk on his way to Laverton.
Kenny,
hey,
boy.
Ken.
Good morning, guys.
So how long ago did you give up smoking, Ken?
I'll put it to you this way. Cigarettes, I used to smoke Peter Jackson Virginia, which is the strongest one.
Yep, the dark blue.
Two packs a day.
Cool, two packs.
Which was 60 cigarettes a day.
Whoa,
they were $2.60 a pack when I threw them away.
Gee, it must have been a while ago then, mate. They're about $48 a pack at the moment.
Yeah. 1989, one day I was driving along, thought, you know what, don't like this anymore. Crush a packet, threw it away, and haven't touched one since.
Wow.
Cop a fine for littering?
No, because I didn't throw them out the window, Coggo.
Oh, that's right.
I threw them away. I didn't throw them out the window.
That's good, though, mate. And you never felt like one. I suppose you would have felt like one after it.
No.
Oh, wow, okay.
No, I've never, ever had the desire to want to smoke again. My mum had to have a quadruple bypass.
Yeah.
They told her to give up smoking. That was it. She threw the pack away and never touched one again either. That was 22 years ago she gave up.
Wow, that is awesome. I still can't believe that you smoke 60 cigarettes a day, and then out of the blue...
Well over 300.
Out of the blue, you just went, I'm giving up.
Yep.
That, amazing. No withdrawal symptoms?
No, nothing at all.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, great. Kenny, thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
sounds like
Ken.
You've got a few calls to take in the background there. Let's go to Amanda. Amanda, how did you give it up, and what is your advice more to the point?
Okay, so... Nearly the same as that. I started smoking when I was 11.
Wow.
And
11.
I was smoking, pack of cigarettes, about 48 cents.
Oh, gee whiz.
Yeah, and at a time there in my life, I was probably smoking about 40 cigarettes a day. And I think my body just decided it didn't want to do it anymore. I have a chemical intolerance.
Yeah.
So when I was pregnant for the second time, I gave up. And I couldn't stand the smell of it. Mm. And other times I would smell it, and I would have a puff of someone's cigarette.
Mm.
But half the time made me feel sick. So I just didn't smoke anymore. So I smoked for 28 years, I guess.
Wow.
Gee.
Yeah.
So your body basically said, hey, Amanda, we're giving this crap up. Oh, that's unbelievable. And what a good way for it to happen, because I think if your body doesn't say it, then it's very hard for your mind to stop it. So that's really good, Amanda. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
It's similar.
And can I just say something?
Yeah.
I had to have my droplets had an ultrasound on them, and when the lady was doing it, she said, well, it's easy to say that you've never smoked. And that was about 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
So I have no evidence there that I ever smoked. And my lungs are fine and everything. So,
gee, that's a tick of approval.
That
isn't it?
Is amazing.
That's a great thing.
I think I'm pretty lucky. Yeah.
Good on you, Amanda. Thanks for calling, too.
Thanks, Amanda.
Take care. Bye-bye.
There goes Amanda. Simon, you still smoke. So are you actually planning to give it up or...?
Look, I'll work on that shortly, yes. Getting around to that one. Haven't quite got there as yet. But, yeah, got to keep on going, support the poor boys.
Have you tried, though? Have you tried to give up, mate, or...?
Yeah, I try, and then you keep on ringing me, so I have to go straight back onto it.
It's you, Coggo. So you need to end your friendship with Coggo, and then you'll be fine, Simon.
You are one of the rare ones that still keeps smoking. So you don't. If anyone says, oh, mate, just give it up, you just go, whatever, mate.
Yeah, basically, I look, it's my choice, my decision, but it is something that is on the bucket list to get rid of it one day. So, yeah, keep working on it, though.
Good on you, Simon. Just quickly, how long have you been smoking for?
Started when I was about 17 when I got kicked out of home. And, I sort of picked up the smokes from there because my grandfather used to smoke. So I thought, well, I'll just take it up. And so, yeah, that's...
It's a
while ago now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a while ago. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Simon, well, we wish you all the best. Hopefully that day will come for you and you'll just go, I've had enough.
Well, look, I'll just stop answering my phone and then I might be able to, I'll be one step closer.
You idiot. There you go. It is interesting and how you give it up and how it all works. Cold turkey for me, quickly for you.
For me, Nicorette's, and you know that.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I chew like a cow.
You know the best part, I know we're running out of time, is that my lovely one smokes.
Yeah.
None of my kids smoke. And neither do I. So, you know, like usually you follow, like Simon said, in someone else's footsteps.
He followed his grandpa,
It did happen at my joint, which is good.
Coggo and Kylie for breakfast.
Bendigo's 93.5 Triple M.